Hello and welcome to the EP Energizer, a podcast from the CESA 6 Growth and Development Center. My name is Amy Bindis and I'll be your host today. The intention of this podcast is to encourage school administrators to bring a high level of anabolic energy to the important process of staff growth and development. The care you demonstrate for helping your staff grow both professionally and personally, especially during COVID-19, will go a long way. The 2021 school year brings with it many new challenges, so narrowing our focus to what most support staff and students need right now is critical. So today, in that light, we're going to focus on one of the standards of the Effectiveness Project School Administrator Performance Evaluation System. We're going to talk about Standard 3, Human Resources Management, and specifically about providing timely, formal, and informal feedback to support educators to improve job performance. A lot of administrators right now think that they're doing their staff a favor by relaxing, going in and observing and having those feedback conversations, when in reality, teachers, educators, all of our staff need our support via our feedback and those critical conversations now more than ever. When I look back on the era of COVID-19, I hear the words of American poet Maya Angelou ringing true in my ears. Maya Angelou said, "I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." Our staff probably won't remember all of those minute issues and small decisions you've had to overcome as you tried to keep the school community together this year, but they will remember how you made them feel. During this time, our staff and students need to feel a sense of perseverance and faith that they will emerge stronger for going through COVID-19 than before. As humans, I think we all need to be cared for, feel concerned about, and feel part of something bigger than ourselves. Human resources management and leadership during this time underscores the fact that we need to help educators narrow their focus for student growth and really pay attention to the development that they need to focus on those specific goals for their students. Your leadership, therefore, must be purpose-driven. Consider our growth and development logo. Remember the tree that we have? It has our purpose carved in the trunk. That being to inspire, influence, and empower others to become greater than they think they can be. You may share that purpose, especially now. So with that purpose in mind, let's hone in on the practice of providing that support and feedback that will help teachers move forward in their practice. So in order to do both, we must know and understand what our staff members are going through so that we can meet their needs as best we can and provide additional resources for their support. So three tips here. Number one, how are you checking in with your staff to understand their unique professional situations? Even in certain grade levels, even in the same department, people have different professional challenges, different celebrations. They're taking different risks and making different innovations, and they need different professional resources. So how are you checking in with them to understand their unique professional needs? Secondly, how do you know what goals your staff are focused on in order to best support them? If you're encouraging them to narrow their focus, to know how students are engaging in the content, or to measure whether or not this gap is closing or that gap is closing, especially during COVID. How do you know that so that you can support those narrow focused goals? And finally, how are you checking in with them to understand their unique personal situations? Everybody has family members they may be responsible for, or different time management situations, or different personal resources, and they need those needs supported by you at this time. So, you know some staff members that are going through some pretty unique and heavy challenges. How are you checking in with them? different people may need different things depending on the week. Different people may be in a high period or in a low period. How are you finding that out? And how are they getting that support they need? You don't have to do it all. How are you inviting them to support each other? So your job is not really to get into their situation with them to the point that it overwhelms you, but it is to understand their situation in order to inspire them. Appreciate the positives in order to influence them, and provide resources for their challenge in order to empower them. As a leader, not losing faith that we will all emerge from this time in our lives as stronger and more resilient people is critical. Your staff will remember that you inspired, influenced, and empowered them to be better versions of themselves. I've been recently reminded of the story of Admiral James Stockdale. This is an excerpt from Jim Collins' book, Good to Great, when Stockdale was leading through these unsettling times. Collins interviewed Stockdale. When he was in the U.S. military, he was held prisoner in the Hanoi Hilton POW camp during the height of the Vietnam War. From 1965 to 1973, Stockdale, who was tortured over 20 times, lived out the war without any prisoner rights, no set release date, and no certainty as to whether he would even survive to see his family again. When Collins interviewed Stockdale for his book Good to Great, he wanted to know how Admiral Stockdale dealt with those 8 years, the uncertainty, the weight of it all. How did he persevere? And Stockdale said, "I never lost faith in the end of the story." He said, "I never doubted not only that I would get out, but also that I would prevail in the end and turn the experience into the defining event of my life, which in retrospect, I would not trade." Wow. Then Collins asked him, "Well, if you had that kind of a take on it, who didn't make it during those times in that POW camp?" And Stockdale replied to him, "Oh, that's easy. The optimists." Collins said, "What do you mean? I don't understand. What is the optimist? Why didn't they make it?" He said, "Well, they were the ones who said, 'We're going to be out by Christmas,' and Christmas would come and Christmas would go. Then they'd say, 'We're going to be out by Easter,' and Easter would come and Easter would go. Then Thanksgiving, and then it would be Christmas again. And then they died of a broken heart." After a long pause in their interview, Stockdale then said, "This is a very important lesson. You must never confuse faith that you will prevail in the end, which you can never afford to lose, with the discipline to confront the most brutal facts of your current reality, whatever they may be." To this day, Jim Collins wrote that he carries a mental image of Stockdale admonishing the optimists, "We're not getting out by Christmas. Deal with it." So I think about our current situation. We probably won't be done with dealing with COVID by the end of the 2021 school year. Let's deal with it. In his summary, Collins writes, "A key psychology for leading from good to great is the Stockdale paradox. Retain absolute faith that you can and will prevail in the end, regardless of the difficulties, and at the same time confront the most brutal facts of your current reality, whatever they may be." So how does this paradox relate to your leadership of growth and development during COVID-19? Instilling the faith that will prevail in the end? Face the harsh reality that no one knows when the end will be, and therefore resolving that we'll come away from this experience as not worse, but better versions of ourselves will help both you and your staff dig into the important work with purpose. As we discussed, have your staff set those clear goals for themselves and their students. Check in on them regularly. And as far as your own leadership goes, take time to reflect and evaluate what's influencing, inspiring, and empowering yourself and your staff, as well as what is not. So we want you to know the Growth and Development Center, our team at CISA 6 has many resources available to you, as well as complimentary coaching opportunities. If you want to force that time in your calendar, we can give you an hour to help you reflect on what's working and what's not. Go to our help center at epsupport.cisa6.org. Our website is linked there as well. If you can't find what you're looking for, or if you have a question, please click the submit a ticket and we are there to help. We believe that you have the answers within you and that you and your staff will emerge from this time better versions of yourself. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.